gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bottle. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Monday, March 25th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of stories, a lot of political things happening around the state of Michigan. And I got to tell you, it's going to be very, very interesting, the budget process. I got a couple of stories prepped up this morning that I've been looking at. Governor Gretchen Whitmer isn't even having meetings with the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, or the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks. When it comes to the budget, when it comes to committee assignments, folks, we are at the end of March this week, and they haven't even caucused to come up with a plan implementing her budget proposal that she's laid out. Now, a couple of stories are reporting this morning that they think, because they are going to win next month, April's special elections in Warren and Westland, the two areas where two Democrat state representatives became mayors, and now they're having replacement elections in April, they're claiming that they're going to get the majority back in the House. Right now it's 54-54. Gridlock. Nothing is happening in Lansing. And they think they're going to just simply ram through her budget that she comes up with. Whatever her dream list is, that's what they're going to approve in the House and the Senate. Pure and simple, that's it. I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. And I'll tell you why. We don't have the money. We do not have the revenue that they got from Washington, D.C. in the form of China virus money. That money is gone. Now, there's only one way to be able to come close to her budget request, one way. And the Republicans are barely even talking about it. What is it, if you're laying out a budget for an upcoming fiscal year, and you want to spend a ton of money that your revenue projections don't show coming in, where you're not going to have a balanced budget, which you're required to have per our state constitution, what do? Raise taxes. The only possible way you can match spending to the revenue that's projected, if you fall short, instead of cutting programs and cutting spending, the only way to make the budget work in order to balance is you have to put forward some new taxes. So I got a very simple question for you this morning. What additional taxes would you like to pay? Well, wait a minute, Randy. I don't want to pay any more taxes. Neither do I. But this is the only way they're going to balance the budget and pass it. And they're going to pass it, I hope, if the Republicans are listening, do not vote for this budget this year, John DeMuse. Don't do it. Make this a Democrat budget. We're going to talk about those stories. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, talking about the budget for fiscal year 2025. Now you have to understand that we are on a fiscal year calendar. We are not on a, you know, January 1st to December 31st situation. It's October 1st through September 30th. Now in 5 days, it's going to be March 30th. So basically 6 months to go on the current end of year 2024 fiscal year budget. Folks, at the stroke of midnight on September 30th, we're done using this budget. They must have another budget in place ready to go at 12:01 on October 1st. According to these stories, no committees have been meeting. No caucusing has been going on between the quadrant, they call it. The quadrant is the governor, lieutenant governor, Senate Majority Leader, and the Speaker of the House. Joe Tate isn't even in Lansing. Now, when other speakers that we know personally, Lee Chatfield, Tom Leonard, Kevin Cotter, all these Republican speakers, they were usually in their offices Monday through Friday. The state reps only are there in session Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, required to be there, but the speakers were always there 5 days a week. Not Joe Tate. It is a complete ghost town when it comes to the budget. According to MERS News Service, the lack of meeting ahead of time before the April special elections to replace the two state representatives from Warren and Westland appears to be stalling budget talks. Now, here's the catch to all this. Matt Hall, the Republicans, they've been yelling and screaming all along that everything that they want to do is raise taxes, raise taxes. That's their plan, to raise taxes. But to this point, it's gotten no traction in the media until Friday afternoon. This past Friday, after I went off the air at 12 noon, stories started popping up, kind of preparing everybody to start getting on the same page, to get the messaging out there that we must be prepared to raise taxes in order to fulfill and balance the budget that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has proposed. Can I ask you a very simple question? Are you willing to pay a higher sales tax on the products that you buy? Are you willing to pay 7% instead of 6? Because that's the easiest, lowest hanging fruit on the money tree. Sales tax is the most predictable, the most constant, the most income revenue producing out of all the taxes, sales tax in the state of Michigan. When we consume things, when we buy things and we pay that sales tax, it's like clockwork for them. They're already fighting the Mackinac Center for Public One of the items in the Michigan public policy confidential article, they said point blank that they are pressing and have already got one judge to rule with the attorney general and the governor of the state of Michigan that the temporary rollback that the Republicans passed in 2015 was in fact that temporary. It was for 1 year. Well, Michigan Mackinac Center for Public Policy, Michigan Capital Confidential, reporting that they are appealing the judge's decision because they're wanting to roll our income tax back from 4.05 back to 4.25, which is unconstitutional, by the way. In our Michigan state constitution, it was passed at 3.9 back in 1963. They've been violating this ever since Jennifer Granholm and then Republican Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop. But nobody's talking about that. And the other possibility, besides pushing the income tax higher, they're talking about sales tax. You see, we've become such accustomed to paying 6%. What's another percent? You spend $100 at the store? Really? What's the problem? another dollar? Really, Randy? Right now you're paying $106 for your $100 widget. Now you're going to pay $107. It's for the state. It's for the investments that need to be made in the state. Investments. I have talked about this for years. Where in the Michigan State Constitution does it say that the government of Lansing should be involved in economic development and economic growth using our taxpayer dollars, picking winners and losers, offering financial incentives to get businesses to come to Michigan? Where does it say that in the state constitution? Oh, that's right. It doesn't. She wants and has proposed $500 million, a half a billion, to go into the SOAR fund. Strategic Outreach Attraction Reserve. To basically give money away in the form of grants to get businesses to relocate to come to Michigan. Are you kidding me? $500 million. That's not talking about the Michigan Strategic Fund. That's not talking about the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. That's not talking about this new proposed hire fund where they're going to give income tax abatements to companies if they hire people, new employees, to work at their businesses. You can keep the state income tax that should be taken out of the employee's paycheck and sent to Lansing. No, you can keep it. 10-year program. She's doing everything she can in this proposed budget to spend our taxpayer dollars as giveaways. Instead of fixing the things that are truly wrong with the state of Michigan, which would cure all this. Carla Wagner's Axe My Tax, get rid of property taxes, get rid of the state income tax, get rid of all these regulations. Level the playing field. Existing businesses that have been struggling all these years to stay in business because we love our state, we love living here, and we want to prosper here running our businesses. Then stop giving our money to foreigners and to people outside the state of Michigan to come to Michigan to compete against us. Get rid of the Michigan Department of Transportation. Give the money. I was at a meeting last night with somebody who works for the Grand Traverse County Road Commission. He told me about my Antrim County. He goes, Randy, you have to understand, Antrim only gets $7 million a year to maintain and repair and improve the roads of Antrim County. Grand Traverse County gets roughly three times that amount. I looked it up this morning. Macomb County, Oakland County, the numbers are huge. That's just to the current budget that the road commissions get now. Could you imagine if that $9 billion from MDOT's budget got divvied up and sent to your local county road commission, what they could do with that money? Our electric grid, electric bills are too damn high, period. We need choice when it comes to our electric grid. Thank God we have co-ops up here in northern Michigan. And I feel so bad for you people that have consumer energies, consumers energy, and DTE, because you're basically caught in a monopoly. But even the co-op electric bills are going up. You have to understand that we need competition in this state. We need smart regulatory reforms. We need to get rid of certain taxes in order to compete with other states. And that's why it's so critically important that we help get Axe My Tax on the ballot. You need to go to the website and request petition sheets. You need to get the signatures and send them back in. We put this on the ballot, it will pass. I'm telling you right now, it will pass. And then Lansing is going to have to figure it out. And the only way they're going to be able to get around it, folks, the only way they're going to get around it, they're going to have to cut the spending. Because when that tax revenue is gone, they are going to absolutely have to balance the budget. And the only way they're going to do it is have to cut spending. Period. And one other thing you have to look at, and this is amazing to me. Why is it Republicans are going along with the Democrats this year? Senator DeMoos, this is a question that I'd like you to text me the answer to. So any of you DeMoos supporters out there, get your phones out, pull up John DeMoos, and send him this question. I would like Senator John DeMoos to text me this answer to this question. His answer to this question. Are you going to vote for the fiscal year 2025 budget? Yes or no? Are you going to vote for it? You voted for this one because you got $15 million for a study on fresh water in Traverse City, which I still don't understand. So you voted for it. He claims that they didn't spend any money on abortion through Medicaid in the state of Michigan in the budget, so he could vote for it. He could support that. But my question is very simple. Are you going to vote for this year's budget, yes or no? Don't give me a long-winded answer. Don't go there. I want a very simple, straightforward yes or no. Are you going to vote for the budget? Because if you say yes, you are enabling the governor and the Democrats to raise our taxes. Because that's the only way they're going to be able to balance this year's budget. Her proposal, which she's put out there, free community college for any graduating high school senior, 2-year community college associate's degree for free. Child care for 4-year-olds. Take them to your public school. We are now going to have pre-kindergarten. There's no way they're going to balance this budget, folks, unless they raise taxes. Ask John DeMoos if he's going to vote for this budget. Bob Niehauer Newsbreak. I'll be right back.